Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, look, last night stunk. It really did. It really, really stunk. And the Phils are backs are really, really, really up against the wall. We'll talk about it all show today, obviously. A bad loss, really, where almost no sector of the team played well. Starting pitching, not good. Bullpen, not good. Bats, not good. Stars, not good. Complimentary role players, not good. So here we are. Must-win game today. Look, today is a look-back show. Today is a look-ahead show. Has to be. We'll do it all with you. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, John.
Zachary Taylor, 12th president of the United States of America.
Yep.
Never voted until his own presidential election.
Yeah. All right.
So oh that was the correct reaction. Like, yep.
All right. Here's the deal, guys. All right. I want to hear from everyone. I want to hear from as many people as possible on last night and looking ahead. So let me just say this. I already said it, but let me repeat it. No sector of the team did well last night. The stars weren't stars. The role players weren't playing roles. Aaron Nola was a disappointment. The bullpen, again, was a disaster. It's really been a fiasco. The bullpen has been a fiasco in this series.
They've given up more runs in 3 innings this year in the postseason than they did in 13 innings last year.
Wow. Yep. I mean, we do have to examine the possibility the Mets may simply be better as defined by the last 4 months. Because, you know, since London, they've been significantly better. And in this series, they've been significantly better. I mean, guys, let's be real about this reality. If the Phillies didn't have a borderline miraculous comeback in Game 2, this series would be over. I mean, it'd just be done. So to a certain extent, we're lucky there is a game 4. I will just tell you this right out of the gate. I would start Zach Wheeler tonight, and I've wrestled with this a lot, and I didn't expect to get to this point, and I didn't get to it till driving in this morning. I'm just telling you I would, because I would trust my main dude, knowing that I then get Christopher Sanchez on normal rest in game 5, and I would go with Wheeler tonight on short rest. And I would know I'd actually have Ranger ready to come out of the bullpen. If he goes tonight, presumably isn't going to give you 7 or 8 innings, you know? So I might need Ranger to pop in there in the 5th or the 6th. And then I'd have him. Let me put it this way. I'd rather pitch Zach Wheeler for 5 innings and Ranger for 1 than vice versa. So, but we'll get to tonight in a little bit. John, let's start with last night. Your reaction from Nola to Bryce to everything else. Frickin' Austin Hayes and Rojas, John, the floor is yours.
These players, this manager, this GM, they've all talked about timing it up so that we'd hit the playoffs playing our best baseball. You know, full speed, playing our best ball. We heard that thrown around. Is that our best ball? What we saw? Is that the way you want to go out? With just a whimper like that. I believe that our Phillies completely forgot how it feels to be a great baseball team. It's been too long.
It's been a long time.
Since, wow, that was, my gosh, May. May, it was going back. They're just not as strong as I thought they were. I believe they forgot great. And it's now been too long. It's likely the baseball season ends tonight because the Mets figured out great. The Mets are going to now pour it on because they smell blood. They know they can't let, you know, they know their chances are best if they don't let it come back to Philly. So I think the Mets will. They will pull out all the stops tonight. But our team isn't as strong as they should be or as strong as I thought they were. And it's just like Alec Boehm has proven to us that he's soft and can't be depended upon in the biggest spots. He saw 5 pitches and 4 at-bats last night. Unbelievable. our team is not as resilient as they thought they were when they're up against a tough-minded and focused team like the Mets. The Mets are playing like a really good team. And we're playing like the team that's gone 33 and 32 since the All-Star break. It really does. That's what we look like. That's what we feel like. They look like the team that's got the best record in baseball ever since their dumb grimace thing. It's just the way it is right now. And I can't believe it timed up like this again. You know, this is not what we were told was going to happen. Not what I was hoping would happen. The Mets play better baseball than we do right now. And, you know, as a result, I expect they're going to win this series unless drastic things happen. Drastic things would be Zach Wheeler starting tonight. I think Ranger starts tonight, but I have no idea what that's going to look like. Zach better be ready, you know, just to save things out of the bullpen. I know that sounds crazy, but I think that that's doable. Pull out all the stops. I was positive because we have no idea what Ranger can give us, because it's been so bad for Ranger for quite some time now.
Yeah.
This was the game that I was saying, okay, we're not going to be able to win this one. There's no way we're going to be able to pull this one out.
You need it, Nola.
But we'll come back here to Philly, and we'll be able to win that one. How do we get it back to Philly?
Look, so there's two different directions. There's last night, there's tonight. Let me just start with this. I don't want to move off last night in 5 seconds. Nola was a disappointment. Was he a disaster? No.
The numbers?
Was he a disappointment?
No, you know what?
Yes.
He was
a disappointment.
Bad in one inning. It was the sixth inning.
But
up through the fifth, I thought he was good. When Polar Bear parked the solo home run, like that was a pitch. I don't even think it was a strike. It was a four-seamer that was high and outside, and I thought it was, you know, a good job of getting bat on ball. Went opposite but field with that thing.
In the end, it still turns into 5 innings and 4 runs. I mean, that's the line.
Yes.
Aaron Nola, 5, in a huge spot. In a huge spot.
He was out
huge
of gas
spot.
For the sixth inning, and it felt like he was left in too long.
That's
even though
thing.
Topper has done a good job of touch and go, let's get these guys in, moving, making decisions faster. Yesterday was one where Aaron Nola was depleted and could have been pulled and was in too long.
And let me just say this, and this ties into tonight, but it's like big picture. I don't care that the Mets are throwing a lefty tonight, okay? No more Rojas, no more Austin Hayes.
Particularly Hayes. Hayes. At least Rojas has had a couple of bats this series that have been fine. Like Austin Hayes, I said at the trade deadline, I said it was a bad trade. I said it wasn't enough at the deadline. Like this guy, I take him off the playoff roster today. Like he stinks. He has done zero. You want to hear something wild? Guess how many times he's walked as a Philly. Take a guess.
Zero.
Zero. Zero freaking times this guy has walked as a Philly. Zero. Like, are you kidding me? Get him off the team.
Hey, why are these approaches just so deteriorated now? Like, yesterday, it was offensive in the sixth inning when, really, the game was on the line.
Well, that's when they lost the game.
Men on base. Yeah. It was Bryce Harper, the leader of our team on the field, on the diamond, and Nick Castellanos, who really has given us so much this season and going back to last season. But their at-bats were, their approaches were so poor when it mattered the most in the sixth inning.
Look,
I don't understand how it gets to that.
Here's what I'll say. Look, it was obviously where the game was primarily lost. It was the biggest sequence of the game. Nick hit the ball. It was bad luck that it went to the dude.
But it was still three straight swings, man. Six straight swings after two walks. You're waiting all game to get to Manaea. You get two walks, and you swing at six straight pitches.
It's
an embarrassment.
Manaea, like, why can't we make the opposing pitcher work the way they make our pitcher?
And they started to in the beginning.
I would have rather Bryce struck out on three straight pitches without taking the bat off his shoulder than the way he struck out in that at bat. Like, make him throw a freaking strike to you before you're just swinging and flailing, especially when you know you can't hit the guy like Bryce.
It was
just
bad.
Inexplicable.
It was bad.
Why? Why does this happen? Why? Why?
Because they're not as good as we thought they were.
Yeah, that's
like,
the right
to Joe's
answer.
Point at the beginning, the Mets have been a better team for 3 months.
Four months.
You're right, 4 months.
Four
and
months.
We came into this deluding ourselves, thinking we were going to get the team we saw at the beginning beginning of the season who we only saw flashes of.
Yeah.
Since then, the Mets are better. Like, right now, baseball's weird. We've seen things change. The Phillies were better than the Diamondbacks through game two last year. Things can change, but right now, the Mets are just flat out a better baseball team.
All right, look, we will take your reaction. 215-592-9494. Like I said, it's an awful lot on last night. It's also an awful lot on tonight. I just want to know from everyone listening, is it crazy talk to go to Zach Wheeler or not? I get the argument for, I get the argument against, I'm all ears. I am not saying I arrived at the decision to go to Zach Wheeler easily, because I didn't. And I actually didn't expect to get here. I really didn't. But just seeing the way that thing played out, seeing how anemic the bats are, and then just asking myself, who do I trust more? Who do I trust more? And the answer is I trust.
It's just there's limitations to the human body also. I just don't know how to manage that.
I don't know how to quantify
that
it.
That's scary. I don't want to mess around.
Look, I get
with
it.
Zach Wheeler's UCL here. Well, that's a big deal to me.
And the thought also is, you know, if you can just win this game without having to use him, you give yourself a great shot to win game five.
Absolutely.
I mean, I get it. So, all right. Where do you stand on all this? 215-592-9494, including who should start tonight. It's not an easy thing to answer because it is a lefty. So, like, I will tell you out of the gate, I'm putting Weston Wilson in left field tonight. Okay?
Martian center.
I'm putting Martian center and Weston Wilson in left.
Can Cody Clemens play center? Like, is that a possibility?
It's a possibility.
I'm with you. It's Marsh. I'm joking around. But
No, it's to be considered.
The point is, yes, to your point, like change it up. Let other guys get a shot because what's been happening isn't working.
Remove Alec Bohm.
No, I absolutely would not do that.
I would sit Alec Bohm tonight. I would sit Alec Bohm tonight.
Remove Alec Bohm. Alec Bohm is hurting our team, Joe.
Well, then Sosa plus third?
I would sit Alec Bohm in a second.
Sosa's been a disaster.
Bohm is mentally not ready for this right now. Are you kidding me? You ready for this? After he got benched in game two, so since he came into pinch hit in that game and last night, he's seen 8 pitches in 6 at-bats. Pitches.
But let's not act like Sosa's been good. And
Sosa's taking pitches. At least he's going up there with some sort of approach. Yeah. Bohm, like.
At least Sosa has a chance.
Yeah, I'm out on Bohm.
Alec Bohm, the way he got thrown out at second yesterday, I mean, that was way.
Have you ever seen anybody
that was a terrible decision? He is out. He is out before he even gets up to the plate. That's the way I feel about him.
I don't agree with that.
Is pervasive, if that is going to spread, that attitude, just look at his face, man. He's not ready. He's not willing to be out there.
All right, last night really hurt. I'm not ready for this thing to be over, and I really, really, really am not ready for this era to start appearing to be an era of losing. That'll hurt my heart. But they are one more loss away from people saying, yeah, they just don't get it done. And then you set in that sort of thing.
John Johnson had Sixers comparisons.
No, like, I mean, it starts
rattling
through the month.
Yeah, exactly.
And that stinks. And they've done a lot more than the Sixers have. Obviously, with the 22 and 23 playoff run, they got a lot closer than the Sixers have gotten. But, you know, we've seen this before. We've seen eras, the Buddy era, the Lindros LeClaire era. I mean, we've seen eras where you...
The Andy era.
Andy Reid era. That's right. You love the team. You love a lot of stuff, but, you know, in the end, it comes up short. All right, let's go to the phones. By the way, let me tell you, WIP's coverage, obviously, of Phillies playoff baseball, unfinished business, and it is truly unfinished, is presented by Delaware Valley Honda. Let's go to the phones. Let's end game four tonight right here on WIP, but let's talk a lot about last night. Let's certainly look ahead to tonight as well. Kevin in Langhorne kicks us off. Kevin, good morning.
Sorry to bother you guys at work, but I really need to talk about this.
Go for it.
Please do.
How can you have so many $100 million players that come up short for you? Trey Turner, I mean, and I love Bryce Harper. I'm not going to be one of those Fairweather fans who says I hate Bryce Harper because he was bad this game. But the guy was bad. The guy was bad 2 games out of 3 so far. 2 games. Aaron Nola, I'm not putting it all on you. You're a $100 million player. If I'm going to put this type of crap on Jalen Hurts, I'm going to put it on you. You were responsible for, what, 4 runs yesterday?
That's right.
$175 million player.
Oh, that hurts. Meanwhile, I'm driving here to work. So what all I want to say is I'm trying not to overreact. I wanted to turn that game off yesterday after watching that batting. I was bored watching the Phillies. I was wondering how they were going to get out of that inning. How were they going to hit a double play? Oh, there's a double play. They are just, I almost don't even want to watch tonight. It's almost like when I was about to watch the Eagles versus the Buccaneers
Bucks.
Last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I know, Bucks.
Knowing that I knew that
so
they were
going to get smoked. Let me just say this, and I'm not going to be rah-rah guy here today because I'm not in a good mood, but I don't think it's as bad as you think. I really don't. I mean,
it's baseball.
You're one game away from getting game five back here. I mean, I felt really confident going into that Eagles-Bucks game that the season was over before it was played. I really did. I don't feel the same way about this one. This is a different deal.
I mean, we saw the reverse. We thought the Phillies were going to win the World Series the last 2 years, partway through the playoffs, and then they failed.
And, Kevin, especially if you put Zach Wheeler out there to start tonight.
I know, but, Joe, look, I'm sorry. They're averaging over 6 runs a game, and you're not hitting the ball.
I know.
They're averaging over 6 runs a game, and one of those games included Zach Wheeler, which it wasn't his fault at all.
No, it wasn't.
And so unless Zach Wheeler is going to come out and pitch a complete game, I don't even see a purpose for starting them.
Okay, Kevin.
Eventually, those other weaklings are going to get out there.
Well, the good news is Strom and Hoffman didn't pitch last night, so they would be totally ready to go today. Bad news is they've struggled in the postseason. Good news might be that maybe some stuff was discovered by the Mets on tipping pitches, and while that's not good, the reality is that if that's true and the Phillies correct it, then maybe those guys get back to being quality pitchers. Let's listen.
What do we know about
that? We don't.
That?
We don't because know, but that, we've heard scuttlebutt.
Yeah, the scuttlebutt. Yeah. The
So I mean,
nothing developed, Jimmy. Like, man,
yeah,
that drives me nuts.
Right,
but it does feel like there have been times where, man, they have such a bead on.
Well,
us.
It would explain things.
Yeah,
you know, because those guys have been good pitchers this year. All right, let's listen to what I think most of us would say was the most key sequence last night. So the Phillies are down 2-0, but they get the first two runners on in the sixth inning. I said to my family and Amy from Villanova while we're watching the game, I said, if the Phillies can get to Castellanos with 2 on and 1 out, I think the Mets are going to have to pull out their pitcher. Because, you know, you're going to get 3 straight righties, and I thought, man, if they can just put some pressure on this dude, you're going to get to this bullpen. Well, it wasn't just 2 on with 1 out. It was 2 on with no out. It was Bryce Harper. And in 6 pitches, the entire inning ended. Let's listen to the sequence.
Well, Phillies need a big hit from their big man. Harper swings and misses. Outfield slightly the other way. The pitch. Harper swings and misses. No balls, 2 strikes to Harper. Mania kicks the pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck it out on 3 pitches. Another sweeper way outside. And Harper flailing at it. Down 2-0. Castellanos down to the count. And the 0-2. Swung on. Hit sharply. Caught by Iglesias. He'll flip to Lindor. It's a double play.
That was pretty much it. I mean, you're still in the game, but that was the moment where they missed the chance. And they missed the chance on multiple fronts to score some runs,
had,
to get into the Mets bullpen.
You had 2 men on base
yeah.
at that point. I think they were both walked.
They
right?
were.
Well, that's the point. They were both walked, yeah. And then the next two guys swing at 6 straight
yeah.
pitches.
Yeah. Let's listen to Rob Thompson. He talked after the game about that critical sequence.
The 6th inning tonight, you got the first 2 guys on, still a close game there. Did that feel like the chance there with the middle of the order coming up?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, Schwarb gets doubled off the line drive. Casty hits the ball right on the nose and right at somebody. So, yeah, I thought that was possibly an opportunity to get back in.
It was a massive opportunity. It was an incredibly missed opportunity. And part of it was Bryce was very aggressive the way he went up there. Rob Thompson, and I will tell you, I was a little surprised he said this. I hope Bryce isn't in his feelings about this. Some stars would not be happy that a manager said this. I was a little surprised Topper went here post-game. Here's what he said about Bryce in that big moment.
That 6th inning, that at-bat from Bryce, did you think that was an uncharacteristic 3 pitches there for him swinging?
Yeah, I think that's just a situation where he's trying to do too much. You know, trying to get the club, put the club on his shoulders. And again, it's about passing the baton and relying on your teammates.
On one hand, it's a compliment. On another hand, it's a criticism. And listen, I'm not saying it's unwarranted, but I was a little surprised.
I think it's factually correct.
I do,
yeah.
too, but I was a little surprised Rob Thompson said it. A little surprised he said it.
He needs to.
I kind of like that he said it.
Yeah, me, too. I'm getting tired of this is the most resilient club I've ever been around and all this stuff. It's like, no, they're not. Like, they're just not right now. I get that's what he's, but like, he's got to pump up his guys, but I appreciate at least some honesty in that. You know, in that press conference.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all of it. Plus, Jill Capadia joins us on the Phils. I don't think we're doing really much of any Eagles today. but it's a heavy Phils day for obvious reasons. Last night and tonight, both on the table. It is a do or die tonight. They got to win. That's it. It's bottom line. Well, what a disappointing, obviously, Wednesday morning it is, because it was an extremely disappointing Tuesday night. We'll talk to Sheil Kapadia. You know, Sheil obviously covers the Eagles, but is a huge Phillies fan. And we'll talk to Sheil about it coming up in the next couple minutes. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Aaron right now. Calling.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Reading, Aaron, good morning.
How we doing, guys?
I mean, we're not happy. How's that for an answer?
Yeah, I mean, me too. But I just want to go inside the Phillies' head.
Yep.
Because looking at some of them pitches that they're swinging, I mean, I saw Edmundo Sosa swinging a pitch that hit him, and I see Austin Hayes swinging at a pitch that's a foot outside the box.
Yeah. Listen, Hayes absolutely should not start tonight. Sosa's a conundrum because, you know, he's generally been, and I don't mean, you know, the last two games, he's generally been, you know, like a solid role-playing Philly, and Bryson Stott has not hit lefties well.
Right.
But, so that one...
I want to take a chance with Bryson Stott's mindset.
I do, too.
I want to take a chance with Edmundo Sosa's mindset. I believe he has a tougher mindset. I mean, I believe he's not going to crumble at first. I don't know.
And Aaron, instance of upsettedness. Here's where I'm at. Like, there's an argument to trust Sosa and give him a shot. To me, there's no argument left to trust this Austin Hayes guy and give him a shot. I mean,
well, Alec Bohm too. You seem to think Alec Bohm belongs out there.
I do.
Alec Bohm has fallen apart entirely.
I don't see it that way.
It's amazing that he continues to put the bat on the ball.
Look,
saw what he did. He put the bat on the ball. It's a great hit right in the gap, but then he stretches it to second. It is so clearly not meant to be stretched to second.
I disagree.
He was blaming someone in the dugout rather than being accountable.
Look, he needs to make that.
He saw five pitches in four at-bats.
I'm aware of
that.
He's
seen eight pitches in six at-bats this postseason. This guy is not mentally ready for the stresses that he is enduring right now. It's not functional, Joe. And we have guys who can.
Well,
and let's get them
in there
because they give us a better chance.
All right, Aaron, go ahead. I know we just yapped over you. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, you guys are all good. But like you guys are saying, I love Bohm as much as the next person does. But watching him go up to the plate, I mean, he looks just completely lost. Like, he's not taking any pitches. He's swinging at the first one. And he's either getting under it or he's just finding out or grounding out.
Well, to be reasonable, Aaron, he had one of the more impressive hits last night. I mean, he hit it to right center field, ordinarily be a double.
But he wasted
it. Listen, here's the one thing I'll say that I think people are being unfair on that thing. He's got to make that decision as he's turning first base, okay? Let's start with that. He doesn't know what's going to happen in the next 2 seconds. Here's what happened in the next 2 seconds. The ball ricocheted right to the guy who barehanded it and threw a BB. I'll take a guy making the decision turning first, knowing that you probably have
Joe,
him.
Just, he's got no wheels, Joe.
I know he's got no wheels.
But with those legs, how are you possibly that slow with having legs that long?
He is a slow player. But generally speaking, a guy in that spot will get to second, generally.
Yeah, number one, he should have been able to get there. That was incredible. It was incredibly slow. It was plenty of time to get there.
He's slow. I mean, we know he's slow.
Joe,
factor that into not turning around
first.
Like, play it safe.
Exactly.
You can consider that, but it was a very, very good play by the outfielder.
He's making horrendous decisions.
But my
he's
point
also,
is, so,
but John, at the plate, he's not
but
functional
that,
any longer.
No, that guy's got a cannon. Know who you're playing against.
No,
know that the dude can throw.
But,
Taylor's got a cannon.
Hold on. Here's
Why
my,
are you
but,
excusing
No,
for
here's
him.
My objection to the last caller. The last caller just acted like he missed the ball every time last night. The last caller was like,
I don't think anyone.
No. The last caller said he had no approach. He swung at the first pitch every time. Is what the caller said.
He roped the ball in the right center.
He didn't say he couldn't hit it. He just said he just kept swinging.
Here's where I'm at tonight. Bohm is my third baseman. Stott is my second baseman. Now, if you want to put Sosa in there, one of those spots, you can go for it. And I'm not saying it's crazy talk to say Sosa at second. In my opinion.
Or third. Bohm, we're saying Sosa at third. I think all of us are saying Bohm out, Stott in, Sosa in. None of us want Bohm in. We're all good with Stott playing.
All right, Devin, where are you? Second and third tonight, where are you?
I don't know, because I agree with you on Bohm, Joe. Like, he obviously has been slumping, but I think that that play was just like a combination, a deadly combination of factors, including some that were out of his control. I would probably still put Bohm on third
what
tonight.
What play?
Though.
Hold on. Play?
When he got out at second.
John, it's a great play by the outfielder.
Pitches
in four at-bats,
No,
guys.
I understand that, but let's not act like Sosa is Sammy Sosa.
Yeah,
I
understand.
I mean, for the love of God, what has he done?
Sosa hasn't been giving them what they want him to give.
Guys, Alec Bohm was second in...
Sosa's best play was getting hit by
Alec Bohm was second in baseball this year in doubles in the National League. Now, I'm not saying what happened in May matters that much right now. What I am telling you is this. Tonight, I trust Alec Bohm more than Sosa. If you want to go with Sosa, for it.
He's showing us, he's proving to us his mindset. He is not ready to be out there. He cannot be out there. You don't want that becoming pervasive. You don't want other guys doing what Bohm does.
Yeah. He batted 170 in September.
I understand.
170.
I understand. All right, let's talk to Sheil Kapadia. Sheil, obviously, does a sensational job covering the Eagles and the entire National Football League for The Ringer. He's also a massive Phillies fan, and we're going to keep it right there today. Sheil, good morning, buddy.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
All right. So, Sheil, what's your main takeaway from last night? We'll fire 10 different questions at you, but just give us your main thought after last night when you wake up this morning.
I mean, half the lineup is a black hole. You know, you look at these two losses, and 5 through 9 have hit 2 for 30. In their two losses. And then I'm just going back to last year and those last two games, and it's just a continuation. You score 7 runs in these 4 losses going back to last year, you can't win baseball games. And so we can talk about 400 different other factors, but to me, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, no, that's a big one.
Why are we letting these pitchers off the hook, Sheil? And they're not. Like, the Mets are working these at-bats and it's not just Alec Bohm, who last night we know that he saw 5 pitches and 4 at-bats. It's not just him with the approach. It's the Phillies. What gives?
Yeah, honestly, in the first inning, I liked the approach. I thought, okay, they're coming out. Get to the Mets bullpen. That was the key for both these games, because you get to the bullpen last night, and now all of a sudden they don't have the arms tonight, and you're in a good spot in kind of a best-of-3 series, and they couldn't do it. You know, as the game goes on, 5th inning, they saw, 7 pitches? 7th inning, they saw 7 pitches. You have guys striking out on 3 pitches. It's been a weakness of the team, going back to last year. And it wasn't just that. But, the Mets approach, there's no doubt about it. It has been better than the Phillies approach.
Sheil, how much did Aaron Nola last night, I mean, look, he set the season back dramatically. How much, in your opinion, did he set his legacy back amongst Philadelphia fans?
No, I don't go that far. I mean, he didn't pitch well. He pitched well before in the playoffs. He's pitched in a lot of playoff games. There have been some ups and downs. But, again, to me, it comes down to the lineup. You know, he left those guys on base. When he left the game, he struck out 8. So they were smashing. It was really a hit-or-miss game from him. It obviously wasn't his best game. But I don't think a lot of people are going to remember that start. If they lose tonight and they think about, hey, why'd they lose this series to the Mets, I don't think Nola will be among the first couple of reasons.
All right, Sheil, you mentioned the lineup. Let's just rifle through it. I'm going to go the key positions to be determined tonight. Tell me who starts for you. So it's a lefty for the Mets tonight. Sheil, who's your second baseman?
I'm just going to go with Brayson Stott. It's kind of a junk baller lefty, so I want Brayson Stott in the lineup with the season on the line.
I agree. Sure. Who's your third baseman?
I'm going Alec Bohm. I heard you guys crushing him. I know. You know what? He hit 2 balls hard last night. I don't love the approach, but if I'm going down, I'm going down with the guy who's been there the last 3 years.
All right. Now let's talk center field and left field. I don't like Marsh against the lefty, but I'm going to go for it because it might only be 1 at bat, maybe. I'm going Marsh in center and Weston Wilson in left field. Who's your center fielder? Who's your left fielder?
I've got the same 2 guys. If I'm going down, give me Brandon Marsh. in center field. And all due respect to Austin Hayes, I know he had the medical issue, but I don't need to see him out there in a game four with the season on the line.
Yeah.
Give me Weston Wilson. He hits the ball hard.
I agree. What about starting pitcher, Sheil? I mean, obviously we know the deal, and it's impossible to quantify what kind of arm Zach Wheeler will have on short rest. You just do your best to take a shot if you're the manager and guesstimate it. Zach Wheeler on short rest or Ranger on tons of rest, where do you go with that tonight, Sheil?
Listen, I'm throwing Ranger out there. I don't know what he's like physically. I know mentally he has mental toughness. I know he's a gamer. I feel like he can grind out four or five innings for you. And then the bullpen's been a complete disaster. Listen, the series isn't over yet. You have time to put together a good outing. You have arms in the bullpen. Get them out there, and then you bring Wheeler back for the fifth. That's your only way you win this series. So I'm not wasting Wheeler. I know the season's on the line, but you got to win two games. I think the better option, you go with Ranger, you take your chances, and then if it gets to game five, you have Wheeler at home.
Yeah, I agree with you. I Joe coming out of, man, it just seems dicey. Putting Wheeler out there early, even though we don't know what Ranger can give us at all.
Well,
no idea what Ranger can give us at all.
Well, Sheil, let me just explain it a little bit more. So, first off, let's talk about 5:08 tonight. We're all going to be nervous. Phillies players might be nervous, okay? What makes people more confident? Knowing that after the top of the first, Ranger pitches or Zach Wheeler pitches.
There's no question.
Okay,
that would have a calming effect.
I start with that. And I think that matters. I start with that. Then I get to this reality. Do I think Zach Wheeler falls apart with one less day of rest? My answer is no. He's probably not going to be as sharp, but I don't think he falls apart.
Was 111.
111. Yeah. Then I get to this. What do I get if I put Ranger out there? You ready for this? I don't know. Like, I literally don't know. Because I know for 2 months he was the best pitcher in baseball, and I know for 4 months he was a slightly below average pitcher. So when I put that whole thing in, the whole equation, Sheil, that's why I net out to Zach Wheeler tonight.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, if the series was tied and it all came down to tonight, then I would agree with you. But, you know, you're going to have that great feeling you're going to have tonight. What's your feeling going to be like on Friday at 5:08? You have to win that game also. You're just delaying the dicey feeling one more day. I hear what you're saying. You know, I wouldn't kill them if they thought about doing that. I don't think they're going to think about doing that. I think you go with Ranger. Again, he's pitched in big games before. You don't know what he's like physically, but you're going to know pretty quickly, and you got to have a backup plan.
Well, let me ask you, okay, Sheil, let's get to that. That's a good point. Let's say it's the middle of the third inning, because I don't think Ranger's going to go deep anyway, but let's just say it's the second or third inning and you don't like what you're saying. Then what is your strategy?
That's a great question.
Then
that's
becomes
what they
like
have
the
to
bullpen.
Know.
Well, that or Zach Wheeler, which is it?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got to be. I don't think you would. I still don't think you would pitch Zach Wheeler. Probably does Christopher Sanchez see an inning in this game? I mean, those are the things they've got to work through here. Because yes, that is an absolute possibility. I think the over/under for Ranger Suarez, I saw on the betting markets, is like 4 1/3 innings. So you're going to have to get, you know, 4 or 5 innings.
I'm surprised it's that high, to be honest.
I am too.
Isn't it strange that
Ranger, a little emotional hedge, you know?
Ranger just never has had the postseason length.
I know.
Ever. He never, under any circumstance. Remember, once upon a time, he was coming out of the bullpen. Then it was maybe he'd be a starter. Maybe he was going to be a reliever. Then it was, now this with the problems associated. Man, it's just... Yeah. Can we depend upon it?
All right, Sheil, one last thing. I'm just going to sneak one Eagles question in with you. Do the Browns totally stink, or is it that Deshaun Watson's so bad he's pulling their whole franchise down?
No, their offense is probably the worst offense in the NFL. They've had injuries all over the place with their offensive line. Deshaun Watson has made everything worse, and they are a franchise that is in complete turmoil right now, not knowing who's going to be there, who's not going to be there next season. So anything
Great.
Can happen, obviously, in a one-game situation, but that has been the worst offense to watch in my eyes through the first 5 weeks of the season.
Yeah. Sounds like a get-right game for our D-line.
You listen, in best case scenario, but the fans might need that depending on what happens at 5:08 tonight, I'll tell you that.
Let me tell you, Shil, I thought about, God forbid, Phils lose this series, Phils lose on Eagles lose on Sunday.
I think we all had that thought for a moment there. Like,
holy hell.
Pause. Yep. Pause
holy
that.
Hell.
Don't go there.
All right, Shil, stay well, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Let's hope the Phils are still alive. Thanks, bud.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, you got it, man. Let's get to the Twitter poll. Three of them. Questions of the day, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, two questions about the pitchers tonight, then a question about the game overall. Question one, if Ranger gets the start tonight, do you think he pitches well? Yes or no? Question two, who do you think should start tonight? Ranger or Zach Wheeler on short rest? Question three, who wins tonight, the Phillies or the Mets? You can vote on all of these and, of course, weigh in on the phone lines at 215-592-9494.
How do you feel about Ranger's performance tonight? What's your expectation?
Well, like I told you, my feeling is that I don't know what to feel in that.
No, of course. We have no idea.
The only thing I feel confident in is it would not be a long start. Like, I'll be surprised if he's in the game in the fifth inning.
So, good plan. The bullpen's been great. We can trust them to come in and
so
pitch
James,
six,
where,
seven
where
innings.
So, James, where are you and who should start tonight?
I would start Zach Wheeler tonight. Like, you don't get a game five if you lose tonight. Mm. Like, the season is on the line tonight. I have, to your point, no idea what I'm getting out of Ranger Suarez. I feel way more comfortable throwing Wheeler out there on 3 days rest. I'm with you. I think, you know, we've seen him come in on short rest in relief. He pitched three innings in game seven of shutout baseball. I just expect him to go out and give me five, six strong on rest, short rest, and then I'll take my chances. And I would much rather have Chris Sanchez pitching in game five than Ranger pitching in game four. That's the way I look
Devin,
at it.
Devin, Ranger or Wheeler?
Wheeler. Wheeler, at least to start, I mean, see what he has. You look at the Padres-Dodgers series, the Padres are starting Dylan Cease, who started game one. He threw way less pitches than Zach Wheeler did, to be fair, and he didn't do that well. But they're rolling him out there on less rest as well. So
and they're up 2-1.
They're trying to knock him out.
Yeah, they're going for it.
Like James said, you don't get a game five if you lose this. But, so
right.
You have to.
We don't have to use Wheeler if they know how Ranger feels. They know how he's pitching. They know how he looked in the scrimmage.
I don't care. The scrimmage does nothing for me. Zippity doo-dah.
I agree.
Don't care.
The concern was velocity. We know his back was the problem. He said, I figured out how to pitch through the back.
I don't care.
You know,
he hasn't gotten outs in 3 months, yeah, man. He's not had a great outing in 3 months.
I'm saying we need to give him a chance to start, and then
you don't have to.
That's
a worst case scenario. Yeah. Bring Ranger and then have to go to Wheeler. Yeah. Like, just start Wheeler.
I'm with you. Rhea, who should start?
Ranger.
Why?
I mean, just because if you need Zach in a game five, I want him. And, you know, that's why I lost my mind over game one when they pulled him out, because to me there's no discernible difference between 111 pitches and 125. But I don't like him on short rest.
All right, here's my follow-up to you, Ray, and this is why we have this Twitter poll. Second question this way. Do you feel confident Ranger will pitch well tonight? Yes or no?
No.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I mean, it is.
And you want to
say that doesn't jive, though. Like, I get your point, but how can you say I want him to start tonight without confidence in him pitching?
But, James, I'll say this. For those saying go to Ranger, saying you don't feel confident doesn't mean he won't pitch well. Like,
yeah, he could.
Right,
but
he could.
James, but my whole point I'm talking is, process, though. You don't start someone who you think is not going to pitch well. Like, James, as a manager, whatever.
It doesn't matter if they don't score runs.
Oh, I totally agree with that, but that's my point. That's why I'm pitching Wheeler, and I'll figure it out at home with Sanchez. Yeah. Like, then I'm at home at least.
Well, and for me, it's how they've been down early in games, and we see how that affects their at-bats. And if Ranger goes out there and he doesn't pitch well and the Mets go up, then we're going to see the same thing that we've seen over and over again throughout this year.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.